melancholy as all warm autumn days are. And as the salt water bore me up anew, amniotically, the container ship sailed by, unaware of a lost boy in the water.
Philip Hoare was reading his essay in the series Swimming Stories. The series producer was Duncan Minchell. It's 11 o'clock this Friday evening and now World on 3 with Mary-Ann Kennedy.
Thanks, Jonathan. And I'm going to hand over immediately to a very special woman to set the scene for tonight, one of the original queens of folk revival and musical protest, celebrating her 80th birthday this summer. But don't be lulled into a false sense of security. Ms. Peggy Seeger is going to put you on the spot.
Before you pour the wine out and turn the lights down low, are you thinking I don't notice that you're taking it slow? There's a little something I want you to know. You don't know how lucky you are. I'm not just any woman looking for any man, and I don't intend to change me to fit into your plan. I'm a hell of an angel, and you'd better give a damn. You don't know how lucky you are. I'm not the kind of woman who'd follow you around, who wouldn't let you be your own man, and always kicking you around to put you on a pedestal and then knock you down. You don't know how lucky you are. Door. I'm singing you a love song, and it's one you can't ignore. Like, I can't think of England, 'cause I've been here before. You don't know how lucky you are. Are you the kind of man who won't share the dirt, who can't clean out a toilet or sew a button on a shirt before I start the race, boy? I'm checking out the turf. You don't know how lucky you are. I'm not the kind of woman who cares to take a chance, who trade a lot of living for a little romance. Shall I go home now, or do you wanna dance and find out how lucky you are? 'Cause I know how lucky you are.
Oh, we do know how lucky we are. Peggy Seeger as her sassy best with the opening track, a stonker to boot, from a folk stock collection celebrating International Women's Day this week and featuring several of the female songwriters the festival and label has worked with since they started out in 2013. Also including a former World on Three session guest, Maz O'Connor, she of my favourite song of 2014, Derby Day, the telling of one of the most notorious events of the suffragette movement told through the eyes of a small boy. I'm Mary-Ann Kennedy, you're listening to World on Three, welcome, and know how lucky you are, as tonight's guest is another great teller of people's stories, as we'll hear with songs from his current album. Seth Lakeman joins us in a while, when he'll also introduce us to his heritage track, a song close to his own heart for reasons to be revealed to us, and the World Music Archive heads for Paradise Island off the coast of Guinea-Bissau. So let's start out with strings, those West African ones most recently entwined with Welsh ones, as we heard a couple of weeks ago with Catrin Finch's solo album, although she and Kora player Sekou Keita are still gigging their stunning duo from last year. Both players have solo ventures on the go just now as well. And tonight it's our turn to hear something from Sekou's new solo release, 22 Strings, a reference to the first ever Kora the spirits of the African bush gave to the griot Djalimadi Wuleng. It's the latest, it is that version of the instrument that still exists in Sekou's Senegal home. And this track, The Invisible Man, is equally personal. It follows his pilgrimage to find his absent father, something of a stravager and a holy man who abandoned his family when Sekou was just a baby. Sekou's travels in search of his dad took him ultimately to the Malian capital of Bamako, only to find that his father had died. Some things, says Sekou, are just meant to be.
Thank you. freedom.
Freedom.
Ghana, land of freedom.
Hallelujah.
Toils of the brave and the sweat of their labors. Toils of the brave which have brought results. Kwame, the star of Ghana. Nkrumah, star of Ghana. Everybody, toils of the brave and the sweat of their labors. Toils of the brave which have brought results. Ghana, we now have freedom. Ghana, land of freedom. Everybody, toils of the brave and the sweat of their labors. Toils of the brave which have brought results. Gold Coast will thank Nananom and elders, Late Gisley Hayford, Mensah Saba, Bar Grant, Sergeant Agete, and all who fought for freedom. Everybody! Toils of the brave and the sweat of their labors. Toils of the brave which have brought results.
The King of High Life, Iti Mensah, celebrating the then recent independence of his native Ghana. And this new Stern's Retro Afric collection was released just this week past to coincide with Ghana's Independence Day. In reality, it's a 2-for-1 bonus. There is, of course, the music, 4 CDs, no less, of classic High Life from Emmanuel Teti Mensah and his dance band. Sound that blended American swing, Latin and Caribbean rhythms with a fundamentally African heartbeat. The sleeve notes, though, are essentially Iti Mensah's official biography, written by legendary musician and academic John Collins in conjunction with the great man himself. Lovely interviews in there too, with Mensah being rather dismissive of the successive musical upstart fashions that were to follow, including the likes of Afrobeat. Before that was Sekou Keita from his new solo album, 22 Strings, on the ARC label. He has a handful of Welsh gigs in May, but you can also hear him live right here on World on 3, where he'll be joining me here in the studio on May the 1st. Let's hear next from a brother and sister act from Canada who've been making their mark over the past few years from a ridiculously young age. Christina and Quinn Bachon, both names spelt with a Q, maybe for their Quebecois roots. They've released a new album, which is itself something of two halves, a tradie half and one roaming further afield, hence the joining hinges of the title of the album, Little Hinges. That itself taken from the saying, big doors swing on little hinges. The set comes from the trad half, 2 trad tunes set off by one written by Christina herself, the Bachon Jigs. Ethne ní Uavachan. She was simply one of the great voices of Irish music, part of the wonderful band La Lu, alongside her husband, Jerry O'Connor. She passed away far too young, nearly 15 years ago now. And it's been the work of those years for family and friends, and especially Jerry and son Donal, to complete and release this last recording that she'd started just before she died. It's called Bilingua, reflecting the dual nature of the Aureola Ulster tradition that they're a part of, and the flavours of that particular Meiran Saori summer rapture recalls touring encounters with folk as diverse as Dervish and the great Tanaíochta Haiducs. It's a beautiful collection. I played it when it first came out over in Ireland, but it's since more widely available over here, and as such I'm going to have a revisit before the end of tonight's show. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on Three, and tonight's session is Solo Glory from the multi-talented Mercury-nominated English folk poster boy himself, Seth Lakeman, a man who knows something of family musical connections himself. His current album, Word of Mouth, is rooted in his homelands in the southwest of England, with song vignettes inspired by the real lives of real folk who are part of the living and recent history of Devon and Cornwall. And Seth's going to start out the session with one of the songs from that album, a touching, very intimate song of grief from a widower, Portrait of My Wife.
In vain I tried to dry a tear, which falls down from my eyes. It makes me think of one I love, who in the cold grave lies. My heart is very sad, I vow. One thing cheers me through my life, the only merit I have left, this portrait of my wife. Roll away those lonely days, roll from up above. Raise your glass to the one you love. Roll away those lonely days, roll from up above. Raise your glass to the one you love. She gave it with a parting kiss, she gave it with a sigh, and said, dear husband, do take this before I say goodbye. And let me place it round your neck while I've got one breath of life. I hope you'll never once forget this portrait of your wife. Roll away those empty days, roll from up above. Raise your glass to the one you love. Roll away those empty days, roll from up above. Raise your glass to the one you love. I see her in my dreams at night, I think of her by day. To be she was an angel bright, but now she's far away. I'll wear a portrait near my heart. I'll treasure it through life. With it I will never part. This portrait of my wife. Roll away those hollow days. Rough them up above. Raise your glass to the one you love. Roll away those hollow days. Rough them up above. Raise your glass to the one you love.
Seth Lakeman playing live here on World on 3 in Broadcasting House, Studio 88, A Portrait of My Wife, one of the songs appearing on his current album and that he's playing while he's out playing solo for the best part of the touring at the moment. Now, Seth, we set up the session there, I realised, with a couple of tracks for musicians like you, for whom family is a fundamental part of the makeup of what music is to you. And people looking at it from the outside go, oh, there must be something really special about making music with your brother or sisters, yeah, or, you know, parents or whatever. And it's, I should know as well as anyone, it's not always plain sailing. What is it like sharing a musical upbringing with two brothers?
Well, I think you get as many special moments, and you obviously get it's divided, really. The thing is, that magic comes in, but also can really be quite destructive sometimes as well. I think, you know, I worked very hard with my brothers for many years, and you know, we followed a path that it seemed very straight and very similar. But then I think you just have, it's just the way people move in life, I guess, evolve, and people want different things. So, you know, siblings can, there's plenty of rivalry that happens and competition within it. But it's certainly, you know, in the early days, it's in my experience, and I'm sure my two brothers would agree, it really spurred us on and gives you a real drive and an ambition. So, yeah, it's something that is really exciting, actually. I've been working with siblings at the moment, some girl singers called Wildwood Kin from Exeter, really, really exciting, three girls. And, you know, I see that in them, and they're very young, 17, and the oldest is 21. And, it's, you know, you can really see the magic that's there, the connection. You know, it's so intuitive what they're doing. It's really exciting.
The Southwest seems to be a really thriving place for folk music, for traditional music at the moment, and songwriting and so on. Yourselves and Show of Hands, and we're going to be playing another band very shortly. Is it because once you see one or two people succeeding in a relatively small place, that it kind of sets up a chain reaction for other people to be able to be brought on, or is there something special about, you're going to say there's something special about the Southwest?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I think there's a romantic side to it, where you could say it's feeding off the beautiful surroundings and, you know, the people, the place. As much as that, I think, is part of it. I think it's maybe just it's just luck, really, sometimes. It's just where you're brought up. And, you know, I know Steve is a West Country man from Show of Hands, and Phil. So it's, you know, it's part of who they are, I guess. And it does, obviously, it becomes a big part of what they're writing about. I think that's a key thing, isn't it? There's lots of great musicians from down in, you know, Devon and Cornwall, and, you know, some very successful Dartmoor Folk Festival and so on, and Sidmouth. And, you know, they're long-standing, I think, because you've got so many people who support it, and they really do, you know, look after it and cherish it. So, yeah, I mean, I feel very lucky to live there and be able to use that whole area. But There's a lot of talent down there, yeah. But
your own writing is fed by various influences, obviously, but it's also a family connection because the poetry runs in the blood. I believe it goes back to your grandfather.
It's my father is the writer, really. My father was a journalist for 35 years with the Daily Mirror. So he was the West Country correspondent. So he used to bring in stories all the time into the house. And he was the man with the ideas, you know. And
do you think it's that journalistic eye and ear that draws you to individuals and specific stories like have appeared in your last couple of albums?
Yeah, I think it's the curiosity of people and being inquisitive like that and asking questions as journalists is probably, you know, they do. My dad asks many questions to us boys as well, but he's a wonderful songwriter. But you know, he's just got a great knack of finding out, you know, the best parts of people. He's just a wonderful character like that. I've hopefully learnt from him in that way to celebrate that in song. Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear another song just now from that album, Word of Mouth. We're going to hear Last Rider just now. Seth, as I said, is out on tour at the moment. The solo gigs this weekend and at the beginning of next week are several of them are actually sold out, but I do believe that there are still a few tickets to be had for Monday night's gig in Nottingham. Check out Seth's own website for more details on the gigs later on this week. So let's hear just now then, Last Rider.
Sign is made, the words are said, a flag falls to the ground. And though valves are quick and the steam is thick, for the scrapper's yard he's bound. And the love we see, his fiery trips come rolling, climbing from the hills. And we can see his friend, he's sparks. On a rocky ridge and an iron bridge, he hurdles through the town. And you can see a spot 1 mile away as he rattles underground. And he makes no pause at the tunnel's jaw, stone silence, his only fear. In the dark alone, his furnace goes, and the crackles are the sound he hears. The last rider, can you hear him cry? And he's racing down the line. Along the gorge he thunders on, at double speed he flies. Affronting to the spitting sea like a bird his whistle cries. And it throws his blood as he leaps along, and it scatters, and he turns to face a storm. For those whirling wheels of straining steel, for those sparks and they flicker in the door. Last rider, can you hear him cry? Last rider, can you hear him cry? Last rider, can you hear him cry? As he's rushing and he's racing down the line. Bell of a sweet bell welcome ringing through the land. And one final yawn with his foggy breath, he breaks from where he stands. At this heavy deed of fading steam, well, it spits, stares into his eyes. And the lasting thought for this mighty force, and he steps and he turns to wave goodbye. Oh, goodbye. Oh, goodbye.
The last rider, can you hear him cry? The last rider, can you hear him cry? The last rider, can you hear him cry? As he's rushing and he's racing down the line.
Thanks so much, Seth, and more from himself in Solo Glory a little later on. And of course, he'll also have the Heritage track at the ready. Stay with us here on World on 3 to find out what that choice song will be. Remember too that you can download the session as a podcast from the Radio 3 website. And we'll stay in the southwest of England just a little longer with a duo whose particular sound world has kind of fascinated me ever since I first heard them. Their music resolutely refuses to be categorised, and that's not just PR flannel. Their songs inhabit a rather glorious world where their settings are a veritable musical magpie's nest, and likewise as quirky and glittery to listen to. This is the opener to the new album out at the end of the month from the India Electric Company, Lost in Translation.
Arriving like the last time, arrival to home. With Hugo, arriving like the first time, arrival to home. How they ever gonna mean what falling buildings means to sad. With nothing, nothing to mean. And they end up playing films that don't seem real when halfway around the other side of. Time, no season to hold. How they tap into the clearest sky that's watched on by the locals. The local is what a stranger found that's like every other. Let me be all around you all night. All around you, all around you all night. Nothing to show. A forest stay at the Grand Hotel that's built on hearsay. All reminders of her. Arriving like the last time, arrival to home. Waiting on a moment that's chasing repeats.
I've been there.
Samba Touré's last highly acclaimed album, Albala, was one of the musical commentaries, you could say, of recent times in northern Mali, recorded as it was against a backdrop of violence and fear back in his own part of the world. Must be difficult to know where to take your music from there, but this new album, Gandadiko, does just that with the guitar and voice that's graced the bands of the likes of Toumani Djibati and Ali Farka Touré, continuing to brood on the often unreported reality of life in the north, while still occasionally daring to hope, as with that one, Woye Kate, come back home, where there is much to do to rebuild lives and communities. The album's out on Glitterbeat Records right now. More to come again in a little while from our session guest tonight, Seth Lakeman, playing solo, who was also saying that he's a great fan of Toumani Djibati and Oliver Mtukudze in particular. But We'll maybe talk a little bit that later on. First of all, though, a remarkable collection from Vietnam, recorded by musical frontiersman Ian Brennan, most recently in Malawi and Rwanda, but here with the 40-year anniversary of the end of the American Vietnam War upon us. Ian has gone in search of older artists who lived through the war and whose performances are meditations on their traumatic experiences or that they feel are connected with them in some way. This is Joan Hoch, a respected instrument maker who fled to the countryside during the war. And the song is the heroine song to the princess Thuong Nungan, regarded as the soul of the mountain river and the spirit to whom forest dwellers look to in search of strength in life.
Ngọc Điện chốn Kim Môn ni cô ra vào, Ngọc Điện chốn Kim Môn ni danh thơm ngoài coi tiếng đồn trong cung. Mới xin thay một thú ở trên ngàn bầu trời cảnh Phật. Với mọi nơi dòng sông thương nước chảy trong veo trong veo kẻ xuôi người ngược họ reo vang lừng nhìn đá núi mấy tầng cao thấm ngàn cỏ hoa tâm mi tâm màu xanh cô bé càng nhìn đồi núi càng xinh. Chơi bốn mùa nghỉ gió mát trăng thanh hoa thơm cảnh lạ nghĩ mấy màu ấm bên nhìn cảnh vật rừng chim mạo cá đọt măng răng măng nữa măng tre các bạn tiên đùng đến ra về. Trên ngàn xanh năm tỏa nhiều hoa.
Another world music encounter via BBC Introducing. That was Golpe de Mondariz from Maelog, who are a Welsh-Galician lineup whose name highlights how long there's been a cultural to and fro between the two nations. They take their name from a 6th century priest who moved from Welsh-speaking Britannia to Galicia and established a colony called Britannia there. Actually, Roger Short, tonight's producer, and myself first encountered Maelog in Galicia at Santiago de Compostela while we were at the Womex World Music Expo last year. Just playing down in the town square and having a great time. We really enjoyed it. So it's great to make their acquaintance again through BBC Introducing. And remember, you can bring your music to our attention by that very route. Head for the Radio 3 website and follow the instructions on how to upload your tracks for One of the World on 3 team to listen to. Before that Celtic collaboration, we were harking back to 50s East End London and a time when klezmer and other Jewish music wound happily in and out of other dancehall genres. It was the Yiddish Twist Orchestra with Avinu Melkeinu, their take on the Yiddish supplication, Our Father, Our King, and that came from their new album, Let's. Well, this is Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3, and we're about to return to the session live in the studio here tonight. But before Seth Lakeman gives us his next song, it's time for the heritage track, a song or a piece of music brought in by our guests that has a particular connection for them, whether it be something they were brought up with or part of the DNA or their own music or just something that mightily impressed them. Now, Seth, Cordelia's dad is something of a folk punk legend in the States. How do they figure as your heritage track?
Well, it's interesting. It's difficult to actually come up with one of your favourites and the reasoning behind it. But it was a record I was handed in the late 90s, and someone gave it to me and said it's produced by a man called Steve Albini. I was a big, big fan of his work with Nevermind and Nirvana, and he was a big with that era. So I listened to it, but not expecting the singing to come out, and it struck me immediately, that style of singing. I'd never really heard it before, the shape note style of singing that Tim Erickson brings. And then the rest of the record, the way it sounded, sort of the rawness and the energy behind it, it was so edgy. And so kind of brave and aggressive. It was just brilliant. It was the way I kind of wanted to approach what I was doing in the future, in terms of, you know, it's a huge inspiration behind, I would say, Kitty J, which is an early record. It was all stripped back and it was all about the stories of the songs, but rhythm and melody, yeah.
And this particular song, well, it comes from originally a collection of unprintable, or it was deemed unprintable, songs from the Ozarks.
Really?
Originally a collection that Spencer Rifle. It doesn't take much imagination to work out that it's not really talking about what it's talking about.
No, the hidden meanings, yeah, of course.
And I did actually have a bit of an email exchange with a couple of members of the band in the small hours of last night, and they were delighted that you picked this track.
Oh, really? Oh,
for
great.
Tonight's show, because this is one that is a particular favourite when they would play it in live sets.
Yeah.
And it won't surprise you at all to know that the ones that particularly enjoyed it with the student audience.
Brilliant.
When Johnny came to my house, I swore he'd come to see me. As I found the rascal out, he only come to squeeze me. Sing
T-I-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D- grabbed me round the slender waist, and on the bed he throwed me the prettiest thing I ever saw. He pulled it out and showed me. It was his little gun. He asked how it would suit me. He shoved it down between my thighs, and he swore by God he'd shoot me. Sing
Ti-a-ding-tum, ti-a-ding, ti-a-ding-tum, tandy. Ti-a-ding-tum, ti-a-ding, ti-a-ding-tum,
John, your gun's no good, or you're no good at gunning. If you can't hit a lying mark, then what did you do running?
Sing ti-a-ding-tum, ti-a-ding, ti-a-ding-tum, tandy.
Well,
said, John, my gun's all right. I got it from old Spencer. Now you lie still and hold the mark, and I'll sure knock it center. Soon show her what he could do with his old Spencer rifle. Katie was a fair and a charming maid. She wasn't barely 20 by the time he'd fired 7 rounds. Well, he'd had pork aplenty. Offhanded, sing
T-A-D-D-O-M, T-A-D-D-O-M,
Seth Lakeman's choice of heritage track, Cordelia's Dad and the Spencer Rifle, and possibly the naughtiest laugh we've ever had on World on 3 from Seth himself there. But let's return to the session itself, and Seth playing in the solitary splendour, as I said earlier, in session for us here in the midst of a tour of mostly solo gigs, couple of band gigs in there as well. But we're delighted to have Seth, guitar and fiddle, all to himself in here in the studio and broadcasting house. And we're going to have something new this time. We heard from Word of Mouth, the album, earlier. This is something unreleased so far. This is Whenever I'm Home.
Beside this proud and ancient bridge, by the waters running clear, a house has stood, or part of it, for near 200 years. On each return I walk the road, a greenway by thy trace, and here I'm always strangely drawn towards this humble place. I climb the steep and narrow steps, unlock the door from where I live. Whenever I'm home, I'm glad to be back once again. Whenever I'm inside our newly painted walls, a ceiling bent and drawn, a high back chair, an old stone floor, and even now and more. There's a jar of roses brightly set across the window rail, pouring fragrance through the kitchen door as a calmness does prevail. The air is cool and strangely still, and a welcome voice within I feel. Whenever I'm home, marble frame across the fire, a clock that chimes farewell, weathered warning sounds each day, but now just vaguely tells. Outside the sun shines through the glass and stains each resting soul. Contented eyes, they sleep inside as the embers gently glow. For the air is warm and strangely still, and a welcome voice within I feel. Whenever I'm home, I'm glad to be back.
Whenever I'm Home, a new song there from Seth Leighton playing solo for us here in session on BBC Radio 3 here with World on 3, and you're listening to Marianne Kennedy. Now, Seth, I know it's late. You've got two Waynes at home ready to get you up out of bed at 5 in the morning, and we're keeping you up until 1. But you have the reputation as being the guy that, you know, was part of putting that kind of rock and roll into folk and in your particular generation, but you're now, as well as the band gigs, you do regularly go out and do the solo thing. How does that change the performance dynamic for you when it's all down to yourself and the connection with the audience?
I think it's just kind of broadened the way I write, as you've just heard there. It's a bit more of a, you know, it's more stripped back. It's more thoughtful in its sensibilities there as a song.
Do you end up picking different repertoire you do different things with the same songs?
I do, yeah. It's quite a different set, actually, the solo set to the band set. With the band, people expect to get up, enjoy themselves and get involved in the show and dance and, you know, sing along. And, you know, it's all part of the experience. And the solo thing is, I think, it's more about presenting songs in a different way and also new songs, I think. That's a big part.
And even with the big band thing, I mean, the last couple of albums, the Tales from the Barrel House, sort of hymns to artisans and crafts and different worlds that make up the past and the recent past of you know, your part of the world. And then in this current album, Word of Mouth, it comes down even further. It comes even closer into specific individuals. Does that come out of the solo thing, or how do you hone your way down, or does that go again back down to your dad?
I guess it stems from that as an influence in terms of where the songs, the idea has come from, I guess, in that journalistic sense. But I mean, I think when I'm playing them live, singing the songs on my own lyrically, they seem to have, you can really get inside those characters a lot more. Because basically I do see myself as that mouthpiece. You know, when I write a song, I do see myself as, apart from that song you just heard, that was very much a personal experience of being away too long. So you want to be back home. But I don't write too many of those. But yeah, I think in that sense, you know, if you're singing about a character, you can get inside them a lot deeper, I think, in that sense, if you're singing on your own, yeah.
Now, you guys, you know, Older Brothers, The Equation, you know, the timeline of your career has been very much one that has taken a particular path and approach to how you got your music out to a wider audience. It's been very professional, very well managed. It's been like the big picture as you've gone into that musical career. How does that square with that intimacy of what folk music comes down to at the end of the day?
The bigger picture is more about the influence, where you come from. It's more about how you, the sight of music, I guess. Because we've been surrounded by popular music a lot, rock and roll, to jazz, to world music, to all sorts. So I think that all combines together the picture grows. Mm-hmm. Because you come to a record and you hear a lot more, so you think of yourself as a producer. Mm-hmm. So I think
so that whole sort of commercial aspect of how you essentially package music to make sure that it gets out to that widest possible audience, that doesn't fight with you against the seeds of what create a song for you.
I guess, you know, when you've got a song that's delicate you have to be very careful with it, especially new songs, I think, because they're quite fragile in that sense. There's a fragility there, but I think the way you build them is something that can be affected by other people. It depends how far and wide that needs to be built, and at what point in your life that needs to be built. So. It's a difficult one to answer. I mean, at this point, I would say, you know, you build it carefully, you know, and slow and steady is the way to do it. But it's all affected by other people at that point. So, you know, when a song like that has just been written a couple of weeks ago and no one else has played on it, but when you play it to other people, it changes quite quickly.
So we're going to get to watch the evolution of.
So the evolution of music is a difficult thing to explain, really.
Well, we're going to watch the evolution from beginning to end here. Sure. I'm going to let you get back over there to your playing position, because we're going to go from a brand new song just finding its way out into the world to, I suppose, the song that everybody will think of when they think of Seth Lakeman and making his impact in the world. This is Kitty G.
Kitty J, she's such a beauty cast away. This silent prayer that she brings some peace on her grave. Something broke her sleep. Poor Kitty Jane, she's such a beauty thorned away. So young and fair, she's turned to dust and clay. Something broke her sleeve. Never guessed unto her cold end. Cool the devil, her only friend. Never guessed it with his bare hands. Cool the devil, the mark of man. CJ, she's such a beauty cast away. This silent prayer that she brings some peace on her grave. Terror broke her sleep. Stand to her cold end.
Thanks so much again to Seth Lakeman for the session and the heritage track as well. And remember, you can listen again to the session on the Radio 3 website or download it as a podcast from Monday. Check out all the heritage tracks from the Commonwealth Connections series as well, which has just been nominated for a Celtic Media Award. Congratulations to the whole Radio Scotland and Radio 3 squad who were involved in the great adventure. Seth, as I said, is out on tour just now, mostly solo gigs and a couple of band dates, including the lovely Spayfest up in the Highlands, and I believe he's making a complete south to north journey coming up very soon in May. Points south to north, ending up in Orkney. That is some journey to be making, complete with 18-month-old twins in the back of the car. Good luck with that one, Seth. Meanwhile, coming up in 2 weeks, when Lopa Kotari will be in the World on Three Chair, we have something very special indeed, as two of the greats of the Buena Vista Social Club, Eliades Ochoa, and the Doyenne herself, Omara Portuondo, will be playing live here in the BH studio. The Buena Vistas are making their farewell tour at the moment with a companion album of lost and found tracks from around the time of the original Havana recording. Studio tracks, solo sidebars, wee gems that never made it for whatever reason to the main releases. And the World Circuit album also reveals some amazing stories, not least that Omara was nearly not a part of the original gang. We're going to hear one of the great Cuban standards here, Lágrimas Negras, which apparently didn't make the cut first time round as it was thought to be too much of a Cuban lollipop of a song, too popular. Even more startling was that it was recorded in a tearing hurry, with a lady due to fly out for a tour of Vietnam with a taxi on the meter waiting at the door. That is some composure then to produce a performance like this, with Eliades and Barbarito Torres joining the very laid-back musical conversation. Hurry? What hurry?
Me has echado en el abandono, aunque ya has muerto todas mis ilusiones. En vez de maldecirte con justo entono, en mis sueños te colmo, en mis sueños te colmo de bendiciones. En el abandono, aunque ya han muerto todas mis ilusiones, en vez de maldecirte con justo encono, en mis sueños te colmo, en mis sueños te colmo de bendiciones. Sufro la inmensa pena de tu extravío. Siento el dolor profundo de tu partida y lloro sin que sepas que el llanto mío tiene lágrimas negras como mi vida. Quieres dejar, yo no quiero sufrir, contigo me
quieres dejar, yo no quiero sufrir. Contigo me voy, mi santo, aunque me cueste morir. Y tú me quieres dejar y yo no quiero sufrir, pero contigo me voy, mi santo, aunque me cueste morir. Tú me quieres dejar, yo no quiero sufrir. Contigo me voy, mi santo, aunque me cueste morir. Mi mamá me dijo a mí que cantara y que bailara y que nunca me metiera en camisa de once vara. Tú me quieres dejar, yo no quiero sufrir. Contigo me voy, mi santo, aunque me cueste. Yo no quiero sufrir, contigo me voy, mi santa, aunque me cueste morir.
Axel Krieger is definitely, for me, musical marmite. You remember, perhaps, his, shall we say, extrovert live performance on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD a couple of years ago, where the audience definitely declared themselves fans of his sound world collages. This latest album, though, is more of a through-written piece, inspired by a documentary about the cave paintings of Lascaux in France. But in typical Krieger fashion, he takes instead the idea of one of those cave dwellers, a crazy time journey, catapulting him pell-mell through time up to the present day, including, as we heard there, a stop off in Patagonia with Mi Piel de Animal, El Último de la Selkam, the last of the Selknam, the indigenous people of Patagonia and Terra del Fuego. Before that was Miguel Matamoros' Lágrimas Negras, and that was from Buena Vista Social Club, Lost and Found. And Amara Portuondo and Eliades Ochoa are right here in the World on 3 studio in 2 weeks' time with Lopa Katari, a session definitely not to be missed. Well, earlier on, our guest Seth Lakeman picked a track by American folk punk's Cordelia's Dad, led by Northampton, Massachusetts singer Tim Erickson, whose alter ego is, as Seth was saying, a devotee of sacred harp or shape note singing. The highest profile manifestation of this in recent years must surely be his contributions to the music of the film version of Cold Mountain, where Nicole Kidman and the rest of the congregation performed or worshipped in truly powerful fashion.
Oh,
from the pure harmony sound of Southern Sacred Harp to the old-time distillation of American roots traditions from across North America. Tim Erickson and the Sacred Harp Singers of Cold Mountain were followed by Portland, Oregon's Foghorn String Band and the Columbus Stockade Blues, learned from friends in Alaska and recorded for their new album out next month, Devil in the Seat. The band are headed our way in May with several dates in the UK and Ireland. You're listening to World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, and this next release comes from a family once again, one who must surely be considered synonymous with the Persian drum, the Zarb, as father Jamshid Shemirani evolved the backline instrument into a virtuoso lead, with sons Kevyan and Bijan following in his path. One of the tracks on this latest album from the trio, Dawar, the Universal Rhythm. Of all of them, many of them are resolutely, unashamedly just percussion, but there are also settings like this one of some of the writings of the 13th century Sufi poet Rumi, with Jamshid reciting and Kevyan on santur. Show your face, for I desire the garden and the rose bower. Open your lips, for I desire sugar in abundance. Son of beauty, depart for a moment behind the clouds, for it is this clear and radiant face that I desire.
گلستانم آرزوست، بکشای لب که قند فراوانم آرزوست. ای آفتاب رخ بنما از نقاب ابر، کن چهره مشعشع تابانم آرزوست. مرنجان مرا برو، هم گفتند که بیش مرنجانم آرزوست. آن دب گزیدند که بروشت به خانه نیست، آن ناز و خشم و تندی دربانم آرزوست. بر من به بس که مجده ریحانم آرزوست. یعقوب وار و اصفاها همی زنم، دیدار خوب و یوسف کنعانم آرزوست. پرشکایت گریان شدم ملول، آن های و هوی نقره مستانم آرزوست. یک دست جام باده و یک دست زلف یار، رقصی چنین میانه ی میدانم آرزوست.
The trio Shemirani from their new album Dawar, and that was Arazust. This is Marianne Kennedy on World on 3, where rifling through the treasures of the Radio 3 World Music Archive takes us tonight to 2002, when the Radio 3 team transported a basic recording studio to Guinea-Bissau, one of the most inaccessible of West African countries, to make the international debut album of one of Africa's rising stars at the time, Manekas Costa. It was the first album ever recorded in the country and marked Costa's return to his homeland after years of living in Lisbon. And this track kind of sums it up, both the musical style of the erotically powerful Creole Gumbe and the paraíso of the island where the recording was made.
Mami, pero fala o que com passa. Família, pero conta o que mais que saiba de vos. Se liga que mundo. E tá faci pena. Toma que guide mim, é na minha fama. Faci pena. A mi Salvador, digo sas grande. E ele, bem com faci, esse troco que te dan, riba de cusa que de mim,
sacuro na bulola.
Pa tudo bem com faci, esse troco que te dan, riba de cusa que de mim,
sacuro na bulola.
Pa tudo bem com faci, esse troco que te dan, riba de cusa que de mim, peram piri sacur, peram chama caruca, jamfa, jamfa cavalie, na 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 na. Si corson, onya corson.
Si
corson, onya corson. Si corson, di Guiné.
Si
corson, di Guiné. Pedro Cubano, di
Guiné.
Si corson, di Guiné. Sata. Si corson, di Guiné. Sana, ai sana. Si corson, di Guiné. Giovanni, di Nati. Mana canalita, che mi escata ma una mundo. Wo wo wo.
Aranca misti.
Hey yo.
Aranca misti.
Ena.
Aranca misti.
Tero son.
Aranca misti.
Ba 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 ba.
Aranca misti.
Hey yo.
Aranca misti.
Tero son.
Aranca misti.
Paraíso do Gumbe, o do Gumbe, do Gumbe. Paraíso do Gumbe, o do Gumbe, do Gumbe.
Paraíso do Gumbe, o
paraíso de Gumbe, oh, e de Gumbe, oh, Gumbe. Paraíso de Gumbe, oh, e de Gumbe, de Gumbe, oh.
Paraíso de Gumbe, oh, e de Gumbe, e de Gumbe. Paraíso de Gumbe, oh,
Oh, just perfect. Manegas Costa in his homeland. You can hear it in Guinea-Bissau. And his introduction to an international audience captured in the World Music Archive, which you can explore online on the Radio 3 website. And that's about it for tonight. I'm Marianne Kennedy. My thanks once again to our guest, Seth Lakeman, to Martin Webb, Steve Bittleston in the studio, and to producer Roger Short, as ever. And as promised, I'm going to leave you with another track from Ethna Nualchen's beautiful Bilingua. And if Peggy Seeger's invitation in was the perfect opener, this gorgeous song in the two languages of Ethna's Ulster background is the perfect goodnight. Tam chora ovimi imunir imli. I'm weary from lying alone.
take it away. It is your own. For the flower it will fade, and so also the maid. Though she's weary from being alone, though she's weary.
Fosca Hannam from her album Bilingua. On 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio, this is BBC Radio 3. It's 1 o'clock.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3 with me, Katriona Young. We're in Bergen to start with tonight to join the city's Philharmonic for a concert they gave at the Grieg Hall in January. Andrew Litten was in charge well over a decade into his tenure as their principal conductor, and they also welcomed the violinist Nicola Benedetti for the Concerto No. 1 by Max Bruch. Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony ended their programme, but they began at home, at least partly at home. The composer was the Norwegian Johan Svensson, but he wrote the piece in Bayreuth and he called it Carnival in Paris, which is exactly what it sounds like. And when Wagner saw the score, he thought so too. Most amusing, he said.